الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الكلام كلام الله وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أيها المسلمون لقد بين المولى سبحانه معالم الدين الحق القائم على أداء حقه سبحانه أولا ثم حق خلقه فقال عز شأنه في بيان حقه على خلقه وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون وهكذا بين نبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم ذلك بقوله لمعاذ أتدري ما حق الله على العباد وما حق العباد على الله قال معاذ الله ورسوله أعلم قال حق الله على العباد أن يعبدوه لا يشركوا به شيئا وحق العباد على الله أن لا يعذب من لا يشرك به شيئا نعم يا عباد الله فحصر هذه المفاهيم وقصرها على عبادة دون مفهومها الشامل ليس هو مطلب إلهي بل المطلب الإلهي من خلقه سبحانه أن يفهم الدين فهما شاملا وأن يفهم العبادة فهما شاملا لا يقتصر على ركعات تؤدى ولا ساعات تصام ولا نصاب مالي يزكى إنما هو منهج تعبدي شامل يغطي سلوك الإنسان ومعاملاته في كافة الأحوال من حركات وسكنات وأقوال وأفعال مصداق قوله سبحانه قل إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين لا شريك له وبذلك أمرت وأنا أول المسلمين ولذلك كانت بعثة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لإتمام مكارم الأخلاق كما يقول هو صلى الله عليه وسلم في الحديث الذي رواه أحمد والحاكم والترمذي وحسن إسناده الترمذي من حديث أبي هريرة بقوله صلى الله عليه وسلم اتق الله حيث قال صلى الله عليه وسلم إنما بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق رواه أحمد والحاكم وكان جماع التقوى وهي محصلة العبادة السوية مخالقة الناس بالأخلاق الحسنة قال صلى الله عليه وسلم اتق الله حيثما كنت واتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها وخالق الناس بخلق حسن ولو وقفنا مع نصوص القرآن الكريم والسنة النبوية لوجدنا تؤكد وبقوة العلاقة الترابطية بين الشعائر التعبدية والسلوك القولي والفعلي للمتعبد ليصير الإنسان المسلم ترجمة حقيقية لعبادته وتوحيده لله ويمكن استعراض هذا الترابط في بعض العبادات فالتلازم بين عبادتي الصلاة والزكاة وأخلاق الوفاء بالعهد والصبر دال عليه قول الله عز وجل من سورة البقرة وأقام الصلاة وآتى الزكاة والموفون بعهدهم إذا عاهدوا
النار، إذ قال الرب عز وجل: إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. والتلازم بين عبادتي الصلاة والزكاة وخلق النصح والإرشاد، كما دل عليه قول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كما في الحديث المتفق على صحته من حديث جرير بن عبد الله البجلي رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: بايعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم على إقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة والنصح لكل مسلم. والتلازم بين عبادتين الصلاة والزكاة وخلق صلة الرحم دال عليه قول النبي صلى الله عليه حديث النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم المتفق على صحته من حديث أبي أيوب الأنصاري حيث قال: أن أعرابيا عرض لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو في سفر، فأخذ بخطام ناقته أو بزمامها ثم قال: يا رسول الله، أو قال: يا محمد، أخبرني بما يقربني من الجنة وما يباعدني من النار. قال: شاء به هداية وسدادا. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وهو الهادي وحده سبحانه، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى من اعتقد عقيدته وسلك بالعبادة مسلكه وانتهج بالمعاملة نهجه واقتبع أثره وأثر آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد أيها الناس، فإن دين النبي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ليس دينا اجتزائيا يجتزئ المرء منه ما شاء ويعرض عما شاء، بل هو دين تكاملي يربط آخره بأوله رابط متين. ولذلك قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كما في الحديث المبين أن الأخلاق السيئة والسلوك السلبي لا يمكن أن يؤدي إلى ثمرة إلا ثمرة سيئة يوم القيامة بنقل ثواب هذا العابد إلى غيره من المتضررين من جراء كلامه ويده. فعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: أتدرون من المفلس؟ قالوا: المفلس فينا من لا درهم له ولا متاع. فقال: إن المفلس من أمتي من يأتي يوم القيامة بصلاة وصيام وزكاة، ويأتي وقد شتم هذا وقذف هذا وأكل مال هذا وسفك دم هذا وضرب هذا، فيعطى هذا من حسناته وهذا من حسناته، فإن فنيت حسناته قبل أن يقضى ما عليه أخذ من خطاياه. فطرحت عليه ثم قال قيل للنبي: إن فلانة تقوم الليل وتصوم النهار وتفعل وتتصدق وتؤذي جيرانها بلسانها. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا خير فيها، هي من أهل النار. رواه البخاري في الأدب المفرد وصححه الألباني. وروي عن ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما قول عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه: من لم تنهه صلاته عن الفحشاء والمنكر لم يزدد من الله إلا بعدا. ولذلك فالمسلم الحق دائما تترجم حركاته وسكناته غدوته وروحته أقواله وأفعاله وجميع أخلاقه وسلوكه ما أتى من صلاة وصيام وركوع وسجود، من تبتل وخشوع، من تلاوة وذكر، مصداق قول الله عز وجل: إنما المؤمنون الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم وإذا تليت عليهم آياته زادتهم إيمانا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون. وعلى هذا فالمسلمون يتناصحون فيما بينهم إذا رأى بعضهم بعضا مخطئا، ولا يجامل بعضهم بعضا على حساب الدين، كما أنه لا يجب بل لا يجوز أن يكونوا متناحرين. فنسأل الله أن يلهمنا رشدنا ويبصرنا بديننا. عباد الله، إن الله قد أمركم بأمر بدأ فيه بنفسه، فقال عز شأنه: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك وأنعم على نبينا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.
بين المناكب والأقدام، لا تدعوا فرجات للشيطان. الله أكبر.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها أخرجت الأرض أثقالها وقال الإنسان ما لها يومئذ تحدث أخبارها بأن ربك أوحى لها يومئذ يصدر الناس أشتاتا ليروا أعمالهم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. والتين والزيتون وطور سينين لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون فما يكذبك بعد بالدين أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
استغفر الله استغفر الله. اللهم أنت السلام. الحمد لله صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا مصطفى. ما بعد، أيها الأحبة، معنا أخ دخل في الإسلام حديثا وهو من الجالية الفلبينية، وإن شاء الله يتقدم الآن ليشر إسلامه أمامكم لتكونوا شهداء على ذلك ولتعاملوه بما تقتضي هذه الشهادة من معاملة حسنة من المسلم للمسلم. Brothers, we have amongst us now a brother who recently embraced Islam, and inshallah ta'ala he is going to come forth now and declare his testimony of faith for you to witness that and to treat him based upon this declaration you hear inshallah ta'ala. So brother Khalid, please come forward. Okay, brother Khalid, now come close to the mic and repeat after me. I will say first of all in Arabic and then I will tell you what you said in English, inshallah. Say, Ashhadu an la ilaha إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله وأشهد أن عيسى عبد الله ورسوله وكلمته ألقاها إلى مريم وروح منه وأشهد أن الجنة حق وأن النار حق وأن الله يبعث من في القبور. بارك الله فيك. Okay, what you said now is I bear witness that there is no one worthy of worship but Allah alone. I bear witness that Muhammad is a messenger from Allah. I bear witness that Isa is a slave of Allah, a messenger from Allah, a word from Allah that he bestowed on Maryam, alayhi salam, and he is a soul from Allah that he created. I bear witness that the paradise is truth, the fire is truth, and the day of resurrection is truth, and Allah Ta'ala is going to resurrect everyone from the graves back again for judgment. Mabruk, congratulations. Jazakallah khair. Brother, you can congratulate the brother. And by the way, before we begin, we have a habit in this masjid that we now announce and declare that inshallah every brother who embraces Islam, we are going to give him a present, which is a watch called Al-Fajr that shows the time of prayer for each prayer, inshallah. And now, brother Khalid will receive it after you congratulate him, inshallah. عليكم السلام.
جزاك
he asked me to stay whole July with him. We'll see, inshallah. I'll let you know, inshallah, by tomorrow.
When I come back, I want to go to Medina to speak to you for God.
Inshallah, this is a gift from one of the people here. الحمد لله صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبيه مصطفى. ونكتري إن شاء الله. As we hear, we began the khutbah of today, which we titled it by Islam, the creed, worship, methodology, and manners and characters. We began the khutbah by khutbah al-haja, and then we said, all Muslims. Are you brother with us? We said that Allah Ta'ala has clarified the boundaries of this deen. Clarified every detail of this deen, which is based upon fulfilling the right of Allah first of all, and then fulfilling the right of all the other creation. As He subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Dhariyat, and clarifying His rights, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have created not jinn and mankind except that they worship me. And that's what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has also clarified, as in the hadith of Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, O Mu'adh, do you know the right of Allah upon the slaves, upon the creation? And what is the right of the slaves of the creation upon Allah? He, Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, said, Allah and His Messenger know best. And the Prophet said to him that the right of Allah upon the slaves
is that they worship him with no any association. And the right of the slaves upon Allah is that he subhanahu wa ta'ala does not punish them in the fire if they do not associate. So Allah ta'ala did not make the understanding of worship just in some rituals of worship that a person does, such as ruku', sujood, fasting, meaning praying, fasting, zakah or hajj. Not only the appearance of these worships, but these worships must lead the person to something that makes him more noble and honorable. It is the complete understanding of the methodology of worship that includes the manner, character, methodology, transactions in all the Muslim life. In other words, the whole life of the Muslim. As what Allah Ta'ala clarified us in Surah Al-An'am, where he subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ بِذَلِكَ أُمِرْ وَأَنَا أَوَّلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Say, meaning, O Muhammad, إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي, verily my prayers and my nusuk. And nusuk could be understood by one of two things or by both of them. Nusuk could be the way of performing hajj. And nusuk can mean also the sheep or the animal that you slaughter in hajj or for the sake of Allah. This is called also nusuk in Arabic. So say my prayer and my nusuk, whether it is the performance of hajj or umrah or the slaughtering of animals, وَمَحْيَايَ, and my whole life, my entire life, وَمَمَاتِي, and my death, meaning I will die only based on لا إله إلا الله and for the sake of Allah. وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, it is for the sake of the Lord of all universes. So, لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, it is only for the sake of Allah, the Lord of all universes. لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ, with no any association of any partner, no any partnership. And when we say no any, it means no any, no exceptions, not except Muhammad, except Ibrahim, except Jibreel, except Jilani, except Tijani, except... No. No exceptions. La sharika lahu means la sharika lahu. No any partners. وَبِذَلِكَ أُمِرْتَ, and look to this. وَبِذَلِكَ أُمِرْتَ, and by that I was commanded. Or I am commanded. Meaning Allah commanded him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to be upon this kind of belief and methodology. So first of all, to believe, and then you go upon this. وَأَنَا أَوَّلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ, and I am the first Muslim, meaning the first one who submit his case to Allah and accept this from Allah Ta'ala. And that's why Allah Ta'ala sent Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith reported by Imam Ahmad and al-Hakim on the authority of Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I was sent with the completion of the perfect manners and characters. It's not only to worship, because many people, yes, they do pray in time. But once they finish the prayer, they become evil. They cheat, they lie, they curse, they, you know. That is not the way these worships should consequence. And as we all know that the conclusion of taqwa, the conclusion of taqwa is to have good manners and characters. That is the end of it. But if it does not fruit like that, this is not a real taqwa. As the Prophet said in the hadith reported by Imam Ahmad and al-Tirmidhi, who said it is hadith Hassan, the Prophet said, "Ittaqillah haythuma kunt." Fear Allah wherever you are. Fear Allah wherever you are. This means to watch Allah, to know that Allah is watching you, is hearing you. So you do not do anything that He subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't like. وَأَتْبِعَ السَّيِّئَةَ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمْحُوهَا. And whenever you commit a sin, follow it by a good deed. So it will remove it and erase it. But this means when you do the sin accidentally, not plan, you plan, you say, okay, I'm going to drink khamr, but when I finish, I will give sadaqah. This is not, does not work. This does not work. Because this is a pre-plan to the sin which is not in respect to your Lord. But when you accidentally fall into a sin and you feel sorry, and then you do sadaqah or whatsoever hasana you do, prayer or istighfar or whatsoever, then this can be worthy. Then this can be worthy. وَخَالِقِ النَّاسَ بِخُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ. And be with the people in a good way of manner and character. You don't be harsh, you don't be, you know, rough and tough in your dealing with others, but be nice all the time. And if we look to the verses of the Quran and the Sunnah, we found that there is a very strong relation and connection between the worships and the methodologies, the manners, the correct, the manners and characters. So that the person, the mankind, would be a perfect Muslim that translates what he believes, what he says, into actions and dealings, treatments with others. That is how Islam came to perfect man and to perfect the manner of
difficulties. And then he subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أولئك الذين صدقوا.
يقول those are the ones who were honest in their belief in their saying because they translated this belief and this claim into actions. They translated that into actions. وأولئك هم المتقون and they are the ones who are the real fear. They are the ones who really fear Allah Ta'ala. And look to the connection between Salah and Zakah again with what? With Al-Amr bil-Ma'roof wa Nahy al-Munkar. Because if you pray and give Zakah and do not do this duty, calling for good and warning of evil, then what is the consequence of this Salah? What is the fruit of this Salah and Zakah? So you have to also exercise this. As Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Hajj, Ayah 41, الَّذِينَ إِن مَكَّنَّاهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ أَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَوُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَأَمَرُوا بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَنَهَوْا عَنِ الْمُنكَرِ وَلِلَّهِ عَاقِبَةُ الْأُمُورِ. Those whom we give the power on ear, they did perform prayers and give out zakah, the obligatory zakah, and call for good and warn of evil, and to Allah the end of all matters going to go bad. So there must be an action from the slave to call for goodness and warn others from the evil, not to keep silent. You know the good, but you don't show it to the other. You know what the others are doing is evil, but you don't warn them. And by the way, whenever you are trying to commit Amr bil-Ma'roof and Nahy al-Munkar, you will need to know and learn the fiqh of it. And this means that you as a Muslim will have to learn the knowledge. Because you will have to exercise the Amr bil-Ma'roof. So how are you going to exercise it if you don't know what is al-Ma'roof? If you don't know what is al-Ma'roof in the prayer, how are you going to call people to pray in a certain way? If you don't know the Ma'roof in the way of woman coverage, so how come you're going to call them to do this coverage? So you will have to seek the knowledge. And also, warning of evil. If you don't know any proofs or evidences for that, drinking this kind of liquid is haram, so how come you're going to warn against it? So how come? You will have to have the proofs and evidences. And you will have also to present this ma'roof in a good way. Not with harshness. Not with harshness. I do not mean that we never be harsh. No, we be harsh. But when it is needed only. And this is, as they say, this is the piece of hair of Muawiyah. As in the saying that Muawiyah radiallahu anhu said that between me and the people, a piece of hair. If it is broken, then the relation between us is broken. So whenever people pull it, I leave it. And whenever they leave it, I pull it. This is the way how we should deal with others. But what people do today is totally wrong. Even many of the callers of the Haqq, those who call to the Haqq, they present the Haqq in the wrong way, making people to turn away from that Haqq. And when we say that, ya ikhwan, this is something very critical. Very critical. We are criticizing the Christians because they worship Isa, which is wrong. But we go and worship Gilani and Tijani and Dusuki and Badawi, and how come? Of course, Isa is better than these all. He's a messenger. He's one of the five messengers of Ulul Azm. So how come we criticize those who worship Isa as kuffar, and we do not criticize those who worship Gilani Tijani as kuffar? Subhanallah. Do we have different scales, different ways? That is wrong. Again, we criticize the Ma'at al-Tabligh for teaching people what they don't learn and keeping themselves involved in giving da'wah without even going back to the ulama and sitting to them and taking knowledge. Today, many people who call to the Haq doing the same thing. They are criticizing Jama'at al-Ikhwan, Jama'at al-Tabligh, but they are doing the same thing. The same thing. They do not go to the ulama, or maybe they have met the ulama for a while, and that's it. They become ulama like them, colleagues. And they stay only teaching, 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 and never they go back to the ulama. Subhanallah. Aren't we doing the same thing? We are doing the same thing. We are criticizing Hizbiyah, but we are calling people to be around one person. And whoever is not around this person, he is not from amongst the Salafis. Isn't this the same thing that we are criticizing? I'm wondering. I'm really wondering. How come? How do we weigh this in this way? How? That is something very serious. And that is why we see the Ummah at this time, when the ilm is widely spread, they are declining down and drawing and sinking into the lake of ignorance, into the darkness at the time where the sun is in the middle of the sky. Why? Because they are blind. They do not go and seek knowledge. This is wrong, dear Ikhwan. We have to seek knowledge. In the way of seeking knowledge, not just attending. Because many people go and attend the circles of ulama, and maybe they carry books, but as Allah Ta'ala says in Surah Al-Jumu'ah, كالحمار يحمل أسفار, like the donkey. You load books on the donkey, over the donkey. Donkey doesn't know what is in these books. So these people like that. And at the end, they close the book and go make themselves ulama. And guess what? When one of the major scholars of the time, who is over 60 years old, go and give advice, they criticize him and they debate with him and they, subhanallah, this is the one wrong. Although we are, and these people are upon the haqq, I have no doubt, but this haqq cannot be presented this way. Osama ibn Zayd, the Ikhwan, was on the haqq, and no doubt in that. But when he killed the man, the Shibar, who said, La ilaha illallah, the Prophet ﷺ kept blaming him for the false ijtihad. So how come today it is a kind of big myth? Kind of big miss. We have to be careful of that. The fruit of Salah, as we all know, as the Surah Al-Ankabut, is to stop of the bad manners, to get rid of the bad manners and the wrongdoings. And the wrongdoing, as Allah Ta'ala said, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. Verily, Salah prevents from Al-Fahsha and Al-Munkar. What is Al-Fahsha Al-Munkar? The ulama have different explanation to these two. Some of them say that Al-Fahsha is insane. This is Fahsha. Lying, cursing, speaking evil about others. This is fahsha.
And munkar is in actions. In actions. So when you speak out of ilm, this is fahsha. And when you act out of ilm, this is fahsha. It's not necessarily to be cursing others, but all the speech that is said away from ilm, with no real ilm, then this is fahsha. All the actions that were done without ilm, away from the ilm, that is munkar. And look to the connection between salah, zakah, and nasiha, advising of the good. Jarir ibn Abdullah al-Bajali, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, said, as in the hadith agreed upon, bayatu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I gave the bay'ah to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ala iqam al-salati wa ita'i al-zakati wa al-nusr li kulli muslim. Wa al-nusr li kulli muslim. I gave the bay'ah to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that I fulfill and perform prayers and give out zakah and advise or give the advice to every Muslim. To every Muslim. Whether he's a ruler, scholar, normal person, whosoever, I give the advice. What is the advice? Is the advice to come on a TV channel or radio station or internet website and spread the mistakes of this person and you say, I'm advising him? No, this is not the way of advice. It's criticizing the others. This is the way of advice. This is not the way of advice. But the advice is, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, for example, about the ruler. He said, whomsoever has an advice for a ruler, he should then go to him and take his hand and whisper to his ear secretly. But not to go after that and tell the people, I advised him secretly, but he did not listen. As Usama ibn Zayd, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, understood, as when the Khawarij surrounded the house of Uthman radiallahu anhu, they came to Usama and said, you don't advise this Amir. He said, Subhanallah, who told you that I don't advise him? Or every time I advise him, should I come back to you and tell you that I advise him? This is not an advice. This is then not an advice. That is the truth. When you advise someone, you should keep it secret between you and him. Not to come openly and speak about it. This is not advice. And this is a slandering, this is a backbite, this is, a character of the hypocrites. It's a character of a hypocrite, not a character of a Muslim. Look to the relation between salah, zakah, and صلة الرحم. As Abu Ayyub al-Ansari said, a man, Arabi, who is illiterate and he's a person living in the desert, doesn't know, the life of cities, he came to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, when Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم was in the journey, and he stopped his camel, the robe of the camel, and said, Ya Rasulullah, or maybe he said, Ya Muhammad. This is the way the Arab used to talk to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he then said, tell me about something that takes me closer to the Jannah and takes me away from the fire. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not answer, did not respond. And then he sallallahu alaihi wasallam looked to the Sahaba who were with him. And he says, this person was giving the guidance. This person was given the guidance. Because no one can ask this question except the person who really sees the Jannah. He wants a shorty. He wants just to go and do what he's supposed to do. He doesn't want to be involved in this and that. Not like Muslims today. They just want to be involved. They're not doing what they should do. They're not doing what they should do. But they are trying to involve in something else. In something else. So, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the man, you worship Allah
alone without any partners and perform the salah and give out the zakah and have a good kinship with your relatives. Have a good relation with your kinship. So that is very important. Today, Muslims are cutting all the ties between them and their relatives. For very silly things. He is cutting the ties between him and his mother because his wife is not quite happy with his mother. And because he loves his wife. He loves his wife. What a shit heart is that? This heart should be taken and thrown to the dogs to eat. He puts his wife before his mother. Subhanallah. And he still claims that he's a Muslim. Subhanallah. This is something very silly. Look to the relation between Salah, Siyam, and holding yourself within the boundaries of halal and haram. Al-Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansar radiallahu anhuma said that a man came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and asked him, saying, Ya Rasulullah, see if I perform the obligatory prayers. Look, obligatory prayers. Not even any rak'ah optional. Obligatory prayers. Wa sumtu Ramadan, obligatory fasting. Wa ahlaltu al-halal. And I said the halal, which is in the Quran and Sunnah is halal. I do not say it is haram. Wa harramtu al-harama, meaning the haram which is found in the Quran and Sunnah. So I take it as haram. So I do not say for any halal is haram or haram is halal. Wa lam ajid ala dhalika shay'an, I do not do anything else other than this. أدخل الجنة will I get to the جنة? The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said yes. In other narration, he the man after that said, والله لا أزيد على ذلك شيئا. He swore. He said, by Allah, I will not add nothing on that. Meaning, I will not give sadaqah. I will not pray any optional prayer. I will not fast any optional fasting. Only these three things and that's it. And if you really do these three things in a proper way, then by Allah, you are going to get to the Jannah. Because although he swore, but he cannot fulfill this. Why? Because once you feel the sweetness of prayer when you are in khushu', you cannot stop doing optional prayer. You cannot. Because you already tasted the sweetness of the prayer. So how come you stop? You will go and do kafara for your yameen, for your swearing. And then you say, I want to go back to this sweetness. When you fast, you will feel that your iman is increasing and the shaitan is far away from you then. So how come you say, no, I do not want to have protection from shaitan. But he said it because he's Arabi. He did not taste it, he did not know it. Now, when he knows it, he will do more than that. Believe me, Akhwan, once you do, and you can see yourself. In Ramadan, for example, you fast during the day. Once it is Isha prayer, you get ready to pray Taraweeh. The whole year, you did not used to pray night prayer. But in Ramadan, you are willing to go and pray Taraweeh. You are willing to go and pray Taraweeh. And you prepare yourself, and you manage your time. You don't want to have any commitment between Salatul Isha until 10 o'clock, for example. Because this is the time for Taraweeh. I don't want to have any commitment. Why? Because you already tasted the sweetness of worship. So you want to increase it. Same thing. Look to the connection or relation between fasting and abandoning false speech. False saying. with fasting. Today we see people fasting, but they lie, but they cheat, but they backbite, they slander. Why? Because this fasting is not the fasting which is upon the way of Rasulullah. No. There are supporters for the worship. So you have to know these things so your worship be perfect. He said in the hadith of Abu Huraira al-Bukhari, من لم يدع قول الزور والعمل به فليس لله حاجة بأن يدع طعامه وشرابه. Who does not stay away from false sayings and actions? What are false sayings? Lying, cheating, anything that is a sin of saying, that is qawl az-zur. Actions, anything of sin, that is sin of actions, that is amal az-zur. That is amal az-zur. Because zur means false. Basically. Zur means false. So any false saying, any false action, that is from qawl az-zur, amal az-zur. So whoever stays away from that, Allah Ta'ala is not in need for him to stop eating or drinking or to abandon his food and drink. So what does that mean? Allah is in need? No, Allah is not in need at all. But it means that you are not rewarded. It means that you are not rewarded. Don't waste your time and fast. Go eat like animals. Because animals, as Allah Ta'ala says, they just eat, and that's it. So if you don't want to take this worship as a lead to the perfection of the heart, then what's the benefit of it? What's the benefit of it? You know? And from the relations of Hajj and abandoning the rafat, fusuq, and jidal is what Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayah 197. الحج أشهر معلومات فمن فرض فيهن الحج so whoever named the حج meaning declared the ritual of حج meaning get into the إحرام of حج and say لبيك اللهم حج here he should avoid three things رفض فسوق and جدال. What is رفض فسوق and جدال? رفض is sexual intercourse and anything leads to it. Looking, hearing, whatsoever, touching. Even with halal, even with your wife, is not allowed. As long as you name the hajj, unless if you are doing tamattu' and you have done the umrah and you are out of the ihram, then you are not in the ihram. But this ayah is for those who are in the ihram, in the state of the ihram. So as long as you are in the state of ihram, even with your wife, you cannot look to her in a way, you know, of desire. You cannot. You are not allowed. You cannot touch her in a way of desire. You cannot kiss her. Why? Because this is from the Prophet. Fusuq is anything that is non-beneficial. So you do not speak of anything that doesn't benefit you. It does not mean that you are speaking about buildings or about this is haram. No, but this is not what the person who is in the state of haram supposed to be in. He should be in rituals, in zikr, in like that. Not in non-beneficial things. Rather it is something self, like lie, like mocking others, like slandering, like backbiting, like harming others. This is even worse. This is even worse. Even if it takes the coverage of defending the deen, as we hear from some people. In Hajj, in the state of Ihram, they just talk about others and they say, oh, we defend the deen. Okay, defend the deen other times. If you think that this is a kind of defender of the deen. But it's only something in the heart he wants to, bring out. What are jidal? And jidal is the debate. Although debate is allowed,
would be good way. But in Hajj we should avoid. We should only be free with worship. We should purify our heart. This is the time for it. This is the time for it. As in Salah, you cannot do like these things. In Siyam, you should not do these things. In Hajj, you should not do these things. And all these worships, if you see, Salah has limited time. Small time.
Worship.
failure in the performance of this worship. Not only that, but the consequence of that is even the reward of it is not going to be given to you. It's going to be given to those who were harmed by you. Look to the hadith that Imam Muslim reported on the authority of Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, where he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the Sahaba, أَتَدْرُونَ مَنِ الْمُفْلِسِ. Do you know the one who is poor amongst you? The real poor one? They said yes. الْمُفْلِسُ فِينَا مَنْ لَا دِرْهَمَ لَا وَلَا مَتَاعَ. The poor one amongst us is the one who has no dirham nor mata'. Mata' means furniture. So this is the poor one. He says no. Verily, al-muflisu min ummati, the poor one amongst my ummah, may yati yawm al-qiyamati bi salatin wa siyamin wa zakah, the one who comes in the day of resurrection with fasting, praying, and zakah, he does all this, mashallah, much. But وَيَأْتِي وَقَدْ شَتَمَ هَذَا. He comes in that day and his left hand record, they're written that he cursed this person. وَقَدَفَ هَذَا. And he has falsely witnessed the wrong against this person. وَأَكَلَ مَلَ هَذَا. And he falsely took the money or wealth of this person. وَسَبَكَ دَمَ هَذَا. And he poured or spilled the blood of this person falsely. وَضَرَبَ هَذَا. And he hit this person. فَيُعْطَى هَذَا مِنْ حَسَنَاتِهِ وَهَذَا مِنْ حَسَنَاتِهِ. So his hasanat, his reward, is going to be given to this person and that person and that person. So when his hasanat finished, so what does that mean? That means there are many worshippers coming on the day of resurrection with no any reward of worship. Why? Not because their worships were false, but because they have done something that removed all the reward of that worship. So they become zero in the reward, in the positive reward. Not only that, فطرحت عليه ثم فإذا قضيت فإذا فنيت حسناته. When all the حسنات has finished, he has no more حسنات to pay back those people he had for their harmfulness. So what is going to happen? It is going to be taken from their سيئات, from their sins, and put on his scale of sins. Allah musta'an. It's not only that his scale of hasanat has gone zero, but now it is loaded on the scale of siyat, ikhwan. That is very bad. And then he would be put in the fire. On the authority of Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Hurairah said, Abu Hurairah رضي الله تعالى عنه said that it was said to the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, someone said, O Messenger of Allah, verily fulana is a female, so and so, a woman, Muslim woman, تقوم الليل, she prays the night prayers, وتصوم النار, she fasts the days, meaning optional, وتفعل, and she does a lot of good deeds, وتتصدق, and she gives صدقة, وتؤذي جيرانها بلسانها, but she harms her neighbors by her tongue, just by the tongue. She does not extend the harmfulness by heart, but only by tongue. سبحان الله. He صلى الله عليه وسلم said, لا خير فيها. Look at that. لا خير فيها. No any good in this woman or with this woman. Although she is praying and she worships, she prays, she does that, but he says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, la khayra fiha. Hiya min ahli an-nar, she is from the people of the fire. Because if your worship does not lead you to fear Allah, and not to disobey Allah by oppressing others, then what is the benefit of this worship? This is reported by Bukhari in Adab al-Mufrad and authenticated by Al-Albani. It was also reported that Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma said that Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, من لم تنهه صلاته على الفحشاء والمنكر لم يزدد من الله إلا قعدا. Whom his prayer does not stop him from committing the فحشاء and منكر, then this person is not getting anything except that he is taking far from Allah. Away, far from Allah. Subhanallah. This prayer does not make him closer to Allah, it takes him farther, takes him more far from Allah. Subhanallah. The opposite consequence. So that's why the Muslim, the real Muslim, the Salafi, the one who says I'm Salafi means I'm a Muslim, real Muslim. This title is not like Ikhwani, Tablizi, Sururi, Jihadi, no. This title means I am on, because you say he is Ikhwani, means he is up on what the group of Ikhwan Muslimin are up on. If he is Tablighi, he is up on what the Jama'a al-Tablighi up on. But when you say I am Salafi, you are saying that I am on the way of the Salaf. No group, no party. But you are saying that I am up on what Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was up on. I am up on what the companions of Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman and others were up on. I am up on what Ahmed ibn Hanbal, Bukhari, Muslim, Shafi'i, Tirmidhi, this, all these predecessors were up on. So you have to know that this means you are Abul Islam. So examine yourself, test yourself. Are you really Abul Islam? See, if your claim is translated by your tongue, by your saying and your action, and all the time, when you are pleased and when you are, you know, unpleased, you always speak of good, you always do the good, then you are someone who is benefiting. As Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Anfal, Ayah 2, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Verily the believers. Now, he's saying, verily the believers. Who are they? Those who, their characteristics are going to be said now. What are that? What is that? الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Examine yourself. Are you someone, whenever Allah is mentioned, you, your heart gets, you know, fear, are scared? Or you're someone who has a piece of rock inside your chest? Whenever Allah's name is mentioned, you just, you know, like everything is mentioned. And وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. And whenever the ayat of Allah are recited to them, and ayat here does not necessarily mean Quran only, although, yani, number one is Quran, but it means also the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As he said in the authentic hadith, لَا أَلْفِيَنَّ أَحَدَكُمْ مُتَكِئًا عَلَىٰ أَرِيكَتِهِ. Do not let me see or find one of you leaning on his couch. يَعْتِيهِ الْقَوْلُ مِنْ قَوْلِهِ. A speech of mine approaches him. فَيَقُولُ مَا وَجِدْنَاهُ فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ حَلَالًا أَحْلَلْنَاهُ مَا وَجِدْنَاهُ فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ حَرَامًا حَرَّمْنَاهُ. And then he says, whatever we find in the Quran, halal will take as halal. Whatever find in the Quran, haram, we take it haram. We take it as haram. That is true, but what does that mean? Only Quran. We don't take other than Quran. And then he says, أَلَا إِنِّي أُوْتِيتُ الْقُرْآنَ وَمِثْلَهُ مَعَهُ. Verily, I was given the Quran and like it with it. What is like it with it? That is a sunnah. His day, his explanation. We have to consider that. This is revelation. This is revelation. The hadith of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم are revelation from Allah. These are not based on the desire of Rasulullah. Allah Ta'ala recommended him and said, وَمَا يَنْتَقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. He's not speaking out of desire, but he is a revelation. That is revealed to him. So زادتهم إيمانا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون. And they are always trusting the Lord, depending on him. Now, so the Muslims need to advise each other of the mistakes that they see with each other. It's not correct to keep quiet. Oh, you keep quiet from correcting me and I keep quiet from correcting you. No, that is bad. That is bad. Because this will increase the wrong practicing. And in one day, it would be the sign. It would be the thing up here. But we advise each other in a good way, in the proper way. And it does not mean that we boycott each other, we fight each other, we criticize each other. This is bad also. This is bad also. Today I am a Salafi brother, tomorrow I am someone who is out of Salafiyah. Okay, this is not the way. You either somebody who can recognize Salafis from non-Salafis from day one, or you're somebody who does not know Salafiyah. It cannot be today I'm your Salafi brother, and you raise me, Salafi brother, Salafi brother, and tomorrow I am 100% Hizbi, 100% Mubtada. What is that? This shows that you do not know what is Salafiyah, because you could not recognize me from the beginning. Yes, I may cheat you in one thing, but not in all things, not in everything. That is not acceptable. So advise me and see in a good way, and see if I accept or not. When the advice is presented in a good way, it would be accepted. And when it is not, you have done your duty, and Allah did not will it that I am guided. Maybe Allah doesn't want this person to be guided. As the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam perfectly gave the advice to all the people. But not all of them accepted it, because Allah Ta'ala said to him, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ. You cannot guide whom you like. But Allah guides whom He subhanahu wa ta'ala likes. So we have to be upon this kind of understanding, so we know what is the deen. والله تعالى أعلم. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. There is an announcement from Brother Daoud about the Western nationalities da'wah office sponsors another family activity day on Thursday the 28th of May 2009 at the White Tent. Same location as in Effort. For further information, you may go to this website www.wndo.org. Jazakallah khair. Any question regarding the khutbah? Right. Then we go to the Durus.